are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here. Current date, as of recording, is June 23rd, 2000, and you know what that means. It's the 23rd. Okay, coming up in the show this week, we have the news from Earth. No news from Cybertron this week, because I am totally stressed there for time, and writing it was just impossible this week. We have the ATT Buzz, review of Metroplex, review of Zone, Goldimus Prime is here with the Mutant Quick Strike, and we have a few other things to mention. A few notable things that we don't have this week is we don't have the kit bashing segment or trivia. We'll have those next week, promised. Do them myself if I have to. Okay. Let's see here. On the site this week, we have a fanfic that I wrote. Sequel to Stan Bush's story. If you are over, say, 17, you can read it. I'll leave that at that. We have a few links that I'll get to later. And, a new poll. I'll get into the poll later, too. Coming up first here on Radio Free Cybertron is the news.
News from Earth.
In the news this week, Beast Wars Metals is out for the PSX, the PlayStation. If you can pick it up, you can pick it up for the retail price of only $30 American. Not too bad. Our wonderful friends at ColdHardSlag.com have a new interview up. Gary Chalk, Optimus Primal, spoke to them over the phone. You can check their site out to hear it. The URL is on the homepage. From what I'm told, Magmatron will be a Target exclusive here in the good old US of A. Though it has nothing to do with Transformers, Shaft, the new movie starring Samuel L. Jackson, ruled. I hate action movies, but this was awesome. Check it out. Parts of the script seemed as if they were plucked right from the year 1974, so that's great right there. If you've not checked out the latest Toy Fair, there's an article and interview with the guys from Hasbro. It's also available on the web. The URL is on the homepage. JRX, the train set Gestalt from Car Robots, is out. Check your import vendors for it. Word on the street is that it's not a very good toy, I'm afraid. Heroes Con was last week, one of the biggest comic conventions in the world. People from all over the world came in for attendance. There were lots of Japanese Beast Wars toys on the cheap, and there were lots of people scalping Car Robots toys. One guy had lots of G1 stuff that were in excellent condition, but that was about the extent of it. Other people had toys, but if I recall correctly, there was a trashed Mirage for $85. That, my friends, is insane. The most prominent presence of the Transformers were in the form of videotapes. Subtitled episodes of Headmasters, Beast Wars 2, Zone, and Beast Wars Neo, were spotted. A review of the subtitled Zone will be later on in the show. And as I just said a few minutes ago, there is no news from Cybertron this week, but the segment should be picked up next week by AlexJ33106. Coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron is John DeLuna's ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and it was kind of a slow week for the news group. Not much in the way of new toy sightings, just more Gigglebots, Quick Strikes, stuff like that. Deployers did pop up on eBay, but that's another story. The second episode of Car Robots did make its way online, and ATT talked about that for a while, and we also debated the chance of Car Robots coming over here to the U.S. Now, it seems that almost everybody wants Takara and Hasbro to work something out, but I'm not one of them. Car Robots is a great line, and I've been blown away personally by everything I've gotten. Except for maybe JRX and his god-awful paint job. I mean, it's a great toy. I like the design. I like everything about him. But the actual execution is sloppy. Okay, back to car robots in the USA. I'm not a fan of the idea. I know kids and collectors would love the option of getting these things at Walmart or Target or wherever. But the line as a whole, it belongs in Japan. The last thing I want is Hasbro getting the idea that they can slack off even more than they usually do and just import whatever Takara put out the year before. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against Hasbro releasing a few Japanese exclusives on their Transformers website, or putting out a few recolors in some stores, like they did with the Dinobots, kind of. But I don't want them getting any funny ideas. I mean, Hasbro is bad enough as it is, yes? The last thing we need is Hasbro Man thinking, why should I put out anything new and original, or at least new, when I can just snag what Takara's got over there. ATT also discussed for a while the trend that seems to be getting stronger by the day, and that's the fading away of Generation 1. Something that's being forgotten. Now, we all know that it will never be completely forgotten. I mean, it's the base of everything that the current fandom is built on, but a good G1 topic is hard to come by on ATT, and I think the real problem is that we have to keep G1 fresh in everybody's mind, not because we're fanatics or anything, but just to ensure that people don't start rewriting history with, like, Beast Wars and Machines as the point of reference. You know, that's kind of backwards. I mean, G1 came first. You can't say Megatron was reformatted by Unicron. Reformatting didn't exactly exist. I wish it never did. But you can't do anything like that. I mean, I know continuity is a mess in Transformer land, but you still got to keep the history in line. Or else we'll be faced with people asking questions like, when did Waspinator show up in The Girl Who Loved Power Glide? Or which proto-human was Spike Witwicky? That's the ATT Buzz, and I'm John DeLuna.
The United States was built through conquest. The Indians, the English, the Mexicans, what was once theirs is now ours. Are you going to be the one to let it slip away? Freedom is built on the ashes of our enemies. Aren't you tired of wishy-washy, bleeding-heart politicians who won't say boo to the special interest groups, but instead just run this nation into the ground? We need a strong leader. A fearless leader. One who isn't restricted by conscience or rationality, but who will do what needs to be done for the glory of the U.S. of A. Galvatron for president in the year 2000. First the U.S., then the world. Paid for by several people threatened with death.
And thank you, John. Wonderful, as always. About the polls, I was going to mention that. The last poll, Beast Machines, your opinion. The rundown is thumbs up was 31%, thumbs down 46%, and thumbs in the middle 21%. The poll for this week is, should car robots be brought to the United States? And the choices are, yes, I would sell my soul for car robots. In fact, I did to a guy down the street. No. And if I wanted to be confused, I would watch Teletubbies. Thank you very much. Coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron is Goldenless Prime's review of Quick Strike.
Hi, this is Gary Chark for rfcybertron.cjb.net. RF Cybertron rocks.
Zone, 1990, subtitled. I believe the subtitler is Henshin Video Heroes, but I may be off. I know very little about anime. As earlier stated, I was at HeroesCon this year, which was last week. I purchased a few tapes, replacing and filling holes in my collection, One of the more notable things I purchased, however, was a subtitled version of Zone, with a subbed Master Force episode on the same tape. Dubbed, rather. The Transformers war between the Just Cybertron and the evil Destron reached a critical phase with the appearance of a new Destruction Emperor, Violent Jiger, and his 9 evil generals. That's how the tape starts off. It's wonderful knowing what the narrator is saying, or at least an approximation of what he's saying. If you've not seen Zone, it was a pilot episode for what never became a series in Japan. It was sort of like Rebirth was in the Western world. Often ridiculed, and rightly so. It's a diverse mixture of childish humor, extreme violence, gratuitous action scenes. But you know what? Doesn't really matter. I enjoy it. Even in Musa, the stupid flying rabbit. Very stupid flying rabbit. I first watched Zone about a year ago when I downloaded it from Rockman's site, rockman.simplenet.com for the unenlightened. I was confused thoroughly. The quality of the download wasn't stellar, and it was a little hard to follow. This tape's basically the exact opposite. The sheer quality of the tape needs mentioning. The picture is very nice. The guy who sold it to me, the subtitler as well, said that he had to have the highest quality in video and sound. Thusly, he only had Zone available on video in Japan, Headmasters, which was available on DVD, Beast Wars 2, Beast Wars 2 the movie, and Beast Wars Neo. I don't really regret skipping out on the other tapes, being that I either have it already or I don't particularly want it. Getting back to the quality, it's a little rough in a few spots, but generally it looks much better than one would expect a 10-year-old original to be. A lot of care was taken when mastering and subtitling it, and it shows. The sound is, of course, nice as well. Now, getting to the story. There is no story. It all takes place. It's a lot like one of the more shallow G1 Season 2 episodes, but a lot of flash makes up for its shortcomings. If you've not seen Zone, it features a cast of new and returning characters. One of the highlights, for me anyway, was the use of the Gestalts as part of the 9 evil Destron generals. That and the capes. You have to love capes. King Poseidon, or Piranacon, as he's known here, Minasaur, Devastator, and Predaking make appearances. They don't seem to be able to transform back into their constituent parts. In a way, they're like action masters, but, you know, it's cool because they have capes. getting to the plot. The Destrons have stolen Energon Z, the power source for the planet Zone, and there's a lot of fighting to get it back. Children are befriended on the way, and that's about it. Oh well, Predaking gets chopped in half. Yeah, there you go, that's really all there is to it. Besides that, there's a huge Star Wars A New Hope type ending. Scratch that, there's a complete ripoff of a Star Wars A New Hope ending. The ceremony, the laughing, the whole shebang. It's gratuitous. Regardless of my tone, though, I really do like Zone, especially the subbed version. It's neat seeing the characters, it's neat seeing the animation, it's just a nifty episode. It's better than most people give it credit for. Out of a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, and 10 being the highest, the subbed copy of Zone that I got at Heroes Con gets a 7. It's available wherever that guy is, and it's $15. Oh, as far as the other episode reviews go that I'm working on, I'll eventually review the episode of Master Force that came with it, but I'll probably review a G1 episode next week, not sure which episode. Probably be Call of the Primitives, Five Faces of Darkness, or Web World. And for the review of Car Robots Episode 2, check out last week's review of Episode 1. Not much difference. I'll give you a hint, though, about Episode 3. It's supposedly, that is, a retrospective view on the first two episodes. Wow, the Japanese must have short attention spans. That's, you know, from what I've been told, anyway. The episodes are retrospective, not the short attention spans. But that's what I've been told. Not seen it yet, so I'm not sure. That's it for the review. Tune in next week for a new review.
Corruption. That's been the watchword of American politics for the last 200 years. Enough is enough. We need a candidate with a proven track record. A candidate whose honesty, loyalty, and leadership skills are unquestioned. He's led the Autobots through centuries of darkness, and now he's ready to lead us into the light of the future. We need a president we can trust. We need Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime for the year 2000. A new candidate for a new millennium. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Supercool Alien Robots.
Metroplex. Function. Battle Station. Quote, "Vigilance is the foundation on which victories are built." Metroplex. One of my favorite toys as a kid. Absolutely. Loved that toy. He's big, relatively. He's bad, figuratively. He's the stuff. Okay. Instead of some deep analytical survey of his joints, paint job, etc., I'm going to tell you what I like and what I don't like about this toy. First, the pros. He has a really nice and easy transformation. For a big toy, you can't get much better. I mean, he's not Six-Shot, who's not a difficult toy, but, you know, he's bigger than Six-Shot, somewhat, but he's nowhere near as complex. Robot mode, very attractive, nice. As John said, he's very displayable. If you have a nice one, that is. If you have a junky one, you know, throw it in the trash. But other than that, well, don't throw it in the trash. But he looks really nice in robot mode. I'm looking at him right now. He has the neat little antennae that stick out. He's just awesome. I've got the rubber-wheeled version, which that makes a huge difference, sort of. Not really. He has competent city mode. It's not great, but it's not that bad. I don't keep him in that mode. I don't really have a reason to, but if you have him, keep him in robot mode. He has nice use of a vacuumized metal. You can't get much more straightforward than that. He doesn't go crazy with it. It highlights him in the face and the legs and on the wheels. For a relatively small toy, he has a lot of neat hidden features. He has the little laser cannons in the thing beside his shoulder. He has the neat little missile launcher thing on his chest. He has the little launcher for Scamper. That's not annoying like Trypticons. I used to have problems getting that thing open. He has Scamper. Scamper is cool. I never want to hear anything bad about Scamper. He's a neat little toy. Here he is. You want to hear him? There he is. Hey, Scamper. He's cool looking. His arms are like lasers in the car mode. Not very complex, but what do you expect? Also, the stickers complement the toy quite nicely. As far as the cons go, I don't like how his arms are manipulated in city mode, and the battle modes for that matter. It's just too simple. I mean, they just stick out there. I especially, though, dislike the fact that you have to move his left arm in some awkward and unintuitive way to get it to become the tower in city mode. Now, this probably shouldn't be a con, but I'm going to include it. I'm not fond of the feature that allows you to attach Gestalt pieces to him. It just looks silly. It's rather pointless, too. I mean, it's nice that they added a feature, but at least make it a practical feature. I'm guessing that it was done just because there was real estate left on the toy, like at the knees and on the arms. And really, that's about it. I mean, I really like Metroplex. All in all, he's a great toy. I give him an 8 out of 10, and if you don't have him, you should add him to your G1 collection now. Now. And, you know, that's really it for the show this week. I know, short show. We haven't had nothing this week. I had no time. I got a new job, webmastering. Had family problems, too, this week that I'm not getting into. Got no sleep. So I didn't have time for much. But we'll have something better next week, because I'll have time. Hopefully. So, for Radio Free Cybertron, the staff, the friends, the family, don't forget to tune in next week for more crazy, 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 crazy stuff. And you know you want to.